Okay, it's Saturday morning, September 4th of September. Myself and John Tierney from Octra, I'm Finn Delaney, in Bohemore Graveyard. Bohemore Graveyard in Galway. John is just going to run through the setup for the recording of the headstones in the graveyard.
Alright, in my right hand I'm holding a Holux GPS port 245. It's an 80 quid GPS that I bought in Maplins. It connects, it tracks your steps throughout the graveyard, and you marry the file that comes from that with the date and timestamp that's on the camera, and that then allows you to embed the latitude and longitude location for each of the photographs into those photographs themselves, so that's photographs that you're tagged forevermore. The other thing I have then is I have a monopod, which is like a tripod for cameras, except it doesn't stand on its own. And I extend the legs on that, I attach the camera to it, and it allows me to take photographs on a more steady basis with less shake, and also with more perpendicular angles, so that if we have to adjust a photograph, then it's easier to do. There's less, because if I adjust him there, I can put him on.
Oh, because you know it's flat.
Yeah, so he's flatter than I would do by hand. So I prefer to do the photographs like this, because I feel I'm getting a better. So he's on the ground, he's giving them steady, and with one hand in, I've got a nice steady photograph. If it's a higher, what do you call it, landscape band proof, if it's a tall headstone,
some kind of a monument,
then I can put the monopod head on at 90 degrees, and I can take the photograph then on that basis.
Great.
So I'm constantly going along, taking a photograph, and adjusting this lad here, putting him on flat, or putting him on 90 degrees.
And so there's no need to hit the GPS recorder at all at any stage.
There is a design feature in it whereby you do hit a marker. So single press on the button on the left and hit a marker, but there's no need for that.
Okay.
What it does is it seems to take a reading every 5 seconds or so off the satellites, and it interpolates then, filling in the blanks in between those. So if I went 20 yards away in the next 5 seconds, it'll fill in dots in between. The accuracy will be plus or minus 10 metres, up to 20 metres.
Okay.
But the relative locations of all the photographs will be spot on, relative to one another. So what I do is I turn him on, make sure I've got my hit, and it's actually much quicker than the GPS in the camera phone.
Okay.
Or the specialised Tally's GPS that we use for work with the sub-centimetre accuracy. You get a hit almost immediately. It's fantastic. Put it on. I have an attachment that came with it. It's sold as a sports device, and you can stick it onto the handlebars of your bike.
Right.
So I have put it onto the handlebar, onto the monopod, and he'll sit on the monopod. But the last time I used it, I was on my bike, and the thing is still on it. Right. Goes into your pocket, and you still get the match, you still get the accuracy. The GPS reading is telling you the location of the camera when the photograph is taken. It's not telling you the location, it's not telling you the exact location of the headstone, let's say. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's when you say a speedy survey, it certainly is speedy. I mean, in terms of time and effort.
Well, if we turn around here, so, and we're looking at we're looking at three headstones in a row. So the GPS is on. The camera is a Canon S90, which is about the best you can get for kind of a sub SLR mirrorless digital camera. It's got a manual setting, and it's got adjustable lenses. You can get 28mm, 30mm, 50mm, and a couple more above that, which is the equivalent of those different lenses. And the beauty of that is that you can actually get a full frame image of each of the headstones at 35mm or 50mm or even higher, if you want to get the reading. Walk over to this headstone here. I put the monopod on the ground, so I've got a nice steady surface, and make sure I'm tied on him, and adjust to get my head right. So that's 35, so 85 is too close, so I'll go back to 50 and single press. I have him,
and it wouldn't be Galway without a bit of rain.
I have it set to display the photograph on the screen just so I know it's caught.
Yeah.
And then I take two steps to the right. I'm standing in front of another fairly recent headstone. I try and frame the picture properly, and I try and get the full text that's on the headstone from the top to the bottom, including anything that's on the pedestal. That's another shot taken. Two more steps to the right,